day one of game week prep.
Good, good. It's in-season mode. School started today, which is a big change for our guys as far as the routine they've been in the last 3 weeks. And so it was a good practice. Absolutely no lack of attention or focus. So I thought it was pretty good.
How about the scrimmage report from Saturday?
It was good. It was about the same model as what we did the week before as far as length and the situations that we covered. Came out of it clean, which was one of the number one objectives, is to stay healthy. The ones didn't get a whole lot of live work. The twos was all live. All the work with the twos is live. All the three work was live. But we wanted to make sure we came out of that, you know, as healthy as possible, which we accomplished that.
What are you looking for right now between Nick Ford and Orlando Umana at that left guard spot?
Consistency. You know, the guy that will be consistent, make the fewest mental mistakes. Physicality, obviously. You know, the guards are, you know, it's kind of a road grader position where you got to move people around and those big 300-plus-pound, you know, D tackles. And so, you know, they're both young, second year in the program, but they're both working hard, and right now they're on pretty equal footing.
On the other side, are you comfortable rotating three tackles next to Leckie, or would you like to have one definitive guy and then rotate behind him?
We got those four guys that are the guys that will play the bulk of the snaps. So, no, it doesn't matter. They're all good players that we really feel confident in. And so it doesn't matter which of those four is in the game. There should be no drop-off or very little.
Looking at where the program was 2 or 3 years ago, do you feel like you've gotten back to that? Maybe you're a little beyond it, a little short of it?
Well, we feel like we've got a pretty talented roster. You know, we've been working hard in recruiting, and we feel like that, you know, from 1 to 85, which is, you know, we're never at 85, we're probably about 82, I think, right now, scholarship guys, that we're as in good a shape as we've ever been, particularly since joining the Pac-12 as far as depth and athletic, you know, the just sheer athletes on the team. And so, I thought we were a pretty good team last year. You know, we were, 7 points short of those three tough games, and so it could have gone either way. It didn't go our way, and so I'm not sure that we had a dip last year in talent. We just didn't win the games that we could have won.
Anything stand out about your group of captains this year?
Nothing more than what I've been saying for the last, 8 months, that they've just done an outstanding job of being leaders and, you know, showing up every day and, you know, demanding, a certain level of performance and holding players accountable. And so I think the team did a great job selecting the leadership as well as the leadership council, the captains as well as the leadership council.
So these leaders you have, you think they compensate for the fact you have a small senior class? Because often people expect that's where the leadership comes from.
Yeah, and we've got quality, not quantity, in our senior class. That's the way I, you know, would describe it. And every one of those guys is doing their part and contributing. And just couldn't be more pleased with how they've handled themselves the last 8 months.
What does it say about Jack Tuttle that he's the lone freshman on the leadership council?
Well, his peers obviously think a lot of him, and he's been here since last semester, which helps its cause. You know, it's always gives you a jump start if you can, or a head start if you can transfer at mid-year and get here early, which about, you know, a fourth of the class seems to be doing that now, a third or a fourth of the class. And so that helped him establish himself, and through his, you know, what he's done since he's been here has got the respect and earned the respect of his teammates.
Some of the jobs are still up for grabs, but in a general sense, do you feel like you've answered personnel questions this month?
Yes, pretty much so. We're still looking for that eighth or ninth offensive lineman, like we said. And Johnny Capper hasn't been able to practice for the last several weeks, which has put a different spin on it. But we think we're going to come away with eight, you know, legit solid guys up front on O-line. And, secondary's intact, depth chart's set there, linebacker's set, D-line it's set. We're still working through that left guard spot for the starter. Could be a situation where they rotate and they each take a couple series. Quarterbacks are set, running backs are set, wide receivers are still jockeying a little bit for position, but we're, for the most part, 95% settled in.
Who is your number two at quarterback?
We'll announce that later in the week with a depth chart. I think we'll probably send it out on Friday. This week.
Have you felt good about Huntley's usage and decision-makings in the scrimmages and through these parts of practice with the carries that he's taking, the pockets that he's breaking, the gives that he's given? Have you felt really good about his decision-making?
Yes, but the quarterbacks have not been live at all this camp. And so, like I've been saying forever, you know, ever since last season ended, he's got to make sure he stays out of harm's way as best he can. He's going to get hit a certain amount of the time, but But that'll, you know, until we get in a live situation, and we'll see if we've got the message through, you know, through to them what needs to happen.
Where are Pirtle and Bernard in the acclimation process to your system?
They're right in the mix. They'll be, you know, they're traveling on the travel squad. They're in the, you know, they're getting reps with the travelers in practice. And Francis has proven to be a really fast learner. He's done a great job absorbing the defense. And Pirtle's been set back a little bit by a few nagging injuries. But they're both going to, in the final analysis, I would expect them both to be very good players for us.
How many true freshmen do you anticipate playing more than the allotted four for a redshirt?
More than what?
More than, you know, they get four without burning
a
redshirt.
Oh, okay, just utilizing the year?
Yeah.
Probably half a dozen. Half a dozen. Probably be about a good ballpark figure right now. Could be one or two off either way.
Did you prep for Weber State? Do you feel the need to bring up to your players that an FCS team seems to beat a Power 5 team every year?
Yes, sir, every year, and that's and somebody will get it done this year. You know, some FCS will beat an FBS. You can just about guarantee it. And we're not. This is not a group that's going to overlook anybody or lose focus.
Cody Barton's one of those senior captains. How far has he come in his years here at Utah?
Cody's an awesome member of our football team, and you know, he's so valuable to us in so many ways. Not just what he does on the field, but he is, you know, one of the hardest workers that's ever come through here, and just so committed and so accountable, and a great student. I mean, he does everything right. I mean, he's that kind of kid. And he's really, you know, just been a pleasure to have in our program for all these years.
You said the receivers were still jockeying for position. Uh-huh. You talked about freshmen. Enos, is he locked in as a guy who's going to play?
Yes, he's playing, no doubt about it. He's in the mix. And he's actually fighting for, you know, one of those four top jobs in the four receiver sets.
You mentioned they've made big plays. Has there been some guys that have really stood out receiver-wise this in camp?
Yeah, he has a great knack on the deep ball. You know, the 50-50 ball, when you throw it up on the nine route, he has that big frame and great leaping ability and big strong hands that enable him to be an outstanding weapon in that regard. Covey's great at the option routes and the jerk routes, the getaway routes, all those things that you know, where he can utilize his quickness. Yeah.
Is it different for you when you're facing a coach that you know really well and have, you know,